So take some time to take care of your body, that it's in a posture that feels comfortable, relaxed, agreeable, yet also alert. Connect with your breathing and let yourself use the out-breath to just filter down through the body into some relaxation, some letting go of any tight muscles, of any holding. Releasing, letting go through the face and head. On each out breath, letting go of the jaw, softening the eyes, letting the out breath help us to let go through the neck and shoulders. You might care to have some full breaths to really connect with that release through the out breath. Neck and shoulders. And down the arms to the fingertips, breathing down into them and releasing. Nothing to force, it's more of an invitation. Just notice what happens with each out breath. And see if you can feel the out-breath releasing and relaxing through the chest and belly. And then come back when you're ready to the shoulders and feel the release with the out-breath down the whole length of the back to the tailbone. And let the out-breath help with release through the pelvic region, all through the pelvis, front and back. Feel yourself sink more deeply into the chair, the mat, the floor. And then down through the legs to the toes. And then notice if there are any places in the body that need a little extra attention, a little more release, where there's some tightness, some holding. And attend to that. And then as you're ready, just allowing for some more nice full breaths, really connecting with the energizing and uplifting effects of the in-breath, and then release through the out-breath. So that even as the body relaxes with the out-breath, it is uplifted, expanded, opened with the in-breath into a friendly attentiveness. And then letting the breathing subside into whatever feels comfortable for you as an anchor. Is it the breath carrying on with the whole body, or is it in a particular spot like the nostrils or the belly or the chest? Whatever feels nourishing and soothing. Whatever helps you to come into presence. And when there's a snowy day, as there is today, sometimes we can let the gently falling snow and the blanket of snow on the earth and the trees and the plants and all the buildings and roads, we can let this beautiful blanket and gentle falling help us to relax and release and soften and enter into the silence and stillness that comes with the snowfall. And so if it's helpful for you, invoking a bit of that image, however it makes sense for you, perhaps it's the image right outside your window that you could be gazing at as you breathe and feel body. Or perhaps you're imagining a place with an expanse of snow and the snow falling on the trees. Or you're just sensing into the gentle falling and stillness and silence that comes with the snowfall as you breathe and feel body. However you choose to practice, let the imagery, if you use it, be a way to become even more present here and now, not lost in a fantasy somewhere else or caught in longing, but even more present here and now. And practicing in the silence as it makes sense to you. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, no one to be. Especially a parent on a snowy day. Just here, just now. Possibly, as you imagine snow falling, you continue to feel the out-breath releasing through the body. You feel the body dropping, relaxing, letting go. Noticing wandering mind, doesn't matter where it wanders to. Just notice it, possibly make a mental note, label it, and then just come back, feel body and breathing, and possibly invoking your chosen imagery of falling snow. relaxing, releasing, and letting go into now, to here, on this snowy day. Letting the tension in the body continue to drop away with each out-breath, just as the snow falls and blankets the earth in softness and stillness and silence.